April 9th, 2020. Morning thoughts / cane shaking grumblings. Spotify era versus MP3 blog era. This morning, while walking my indoor circuit, I can wander outside here, but I'm establishing indoor routines as well. I decided to listen to one of my favorite mixes from the MP3 blog era by Flowerpot, Darian Burks, entitled 2009, the year that it was made. I've come back to 2009 countless times over the past decade while navigating so many different selves, mind states, and situations, and it still brings me so much wholesome joy and a deep sense of connection after all these years. It also feels so tangible and human. And by that I don't just mean the music itself, which certainly feels tangible and human in its own way. I mean, the container of the mix itself feels like a beloved old disc that I'm digging out of a box, which is still connected to its original creator and context, despite being carried through so many others. As far as I can tell, it no longer exists on the web, so I'm going to resurrect it and may summon more favorite mixes in the coming months for your enjoyment. Listen if you like bossa nova, cosmic jazz, funk, soul, crackly warmth. Here's the Internet Archived original post, trivia. I made a comment on it in my past life as First Dark. For me, it matters that these songs were clearly handled by crude human agency, wavering quality and all, and slowly brought together from all over the place, rather than crisply archived in a single, algorithmically maintained library owned by some sleekly marketed, massive corporation that couldn't care less about the humans who made the music, so long as they generate their target revenue. Furthermore, my discovery of Flowerpot came through a traceable, organic chain of connections with other people, choices, and accidents while wandering around the web. Not because some bot tracking my listening habits served it up as a recommendation. I can feel this difference. Furthermore, all of my favorite MP3 blogs not only conveyed humanity through carefully selected songs, images, and thoughtful writing, but through their deep, long-lasting passion for what they were sharing with the world. Whether they were crate diggers unearthing the most obscure, crackly ancient audio in some obscure corner of Blogspot, or hip indie bloggers chronicling the coolest new music appearing on the Netscape. I developed deep connections with the curators and their libraries, and ultimately spent as much money as sustainably possible over the years supporting artists who I would have never discovered through popular outlets. Whereas this era of playlist sharing often feels like food delivery, where the meal may taste good, but the context and cooks are vague abstractions at most. MP3 blogs felt to me like dining room tables, where I could still smell the food in the air, connect with the chef, congregate with other regulars to discuss the dishes, and develop qualitative connections with people around the world through a shared love of the music. It felt like a combination of mixtape sharing and radio's capacity to build community. Whereas to me, platforms like Spotify drain so much of the humanity out of music sharing and discovery, converting the kitchen into the endless buffet, where everything starts to blend together and you rarely come back to any dishes, obscuring your ability to distinguish between what was human-crafted, using meaningful ingredients, and what was prepared and packaged by a machine for manipulative reasons. Anyway, maybe I over-romanticize. And yes, there are other platforms which still champion mix-making communities, which I need to reflect on some more. So at some point, I'll probably try to unpack more of my thoughts on this shift from pre-Spotify mixes to Muzak-like playlists. But I felt compelled to get these incomplete thoughts out of my brain this morning before diving back into the corona world. Also, maybe what I'm really shaking my cane about is the shift from the blogosphere to the social media sphere. And maybe that's also why I'm using Scuttlebutt instead of those types of platforms. SSB certainly feels much more like the online communities of the good old days that I've been describing. I'll probably write an updated / extended version of this later. End note on 2009. This mix also happens to be the first track in an unfinished 2-day, 7-hour long stream of consciousness mega mix. Who says mixes can't be mixed into other mixes that I made for a close friend that same year, which I've been revisiting over the past several months and plan to write about a bit in the future. Originally written in the Scuttleverse.